Surgery for hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoidectomy is surgery to remove hemorrhoids. You will be given general anesthesia or spinal anesthesia so that you will not feel pain. Incisions are made in the tissue around the hemorrhoid. The swollen vein inside the hemorrhoid is tied off to prevent bleeding, and the hemorrhoid is removed. The surgical area may be sewn closed or left open. Medicated gauze covers the wound. Surgery can be done with a scalpel, a cautery pencil that uses electricity, or a laser. The operation is usually done in a surgery center. You will most likely go home the same day. There is a procedure that uses a circular stapling device to remove hemorrhoidal tissue and close the wound. No incision is made. In this procedure, the hemorrhoid is lifted and then stapled back into place in the anal canal. What can you expect after surgery? Recovery takes about 2 to 3 weeks. Before the surgery, you will be given a long-acting local anesthetic. It should last 6 to 12 hours to provide pain relief after surgery. If you are not going to stay overnight in the hospital after surgery, you will leave only after the anesthesia wears off and you have urinated. Someone should drive you home. Inability to urinate, called urinary retention, sometimes occurs because of swelling in the tissues or a spasm of the pelvic muscles. This complication occurs in about 20% of people who have a hemorrhoidectomy. After surgery, you can expect some pain. If your doctor gave you a prescription medicine for pain, take it as prescribed. Ask your doctor what over-the-counter medicines are safe for you. Some bleeding is normal, especially with the first bowel movement after surgery. You may apply numbing medicines before and after bowel movements to relieve pain. Ice packs applied to the anal area may reduce swelling and pain. Frequent soaks in warm water, known as sitz baths, help relieve pain and muscle spasms. Some doctors may recommend that you take an antibiotic, such as metronidazole, after surgery to prevent infection and reduce pain. Health professionals recommend that you take stool softeners that contain fiber to help make your bowel movements smooth. Straining during bowel movements can cause hemorrhoids to come back. Follow-up exams with the surgeon usually are done 1 week and 3 weeks after surgery to check for problems. Why is it done? Hemorrhoidectomy is appropriate when you have very large internal hemorrhoids that still cause symptoms after non-surgical treatment, large external hemorrhoids that cause significant discomfort and make it difficult to keep the anal area clean, both internal and external hemorrhoids, or if you have had other treatments for hemorrhoids, such as rubber band ligation, that have failed. How well does it work? Hemorrhoids come back about 5% of the time after hemorrhoidectomy. Hemorrhoidectomy is done with equal success using traditional surgical tools and lasers. What are the risks? Pain, bleeding, and an inability to urinate are the most common side effects of hemorrhoidectomy. Other relatively rare risks include early problems, such as bleeding from the anal area, collection of blood in the surgical area, inability to control the bowel or bladder, infection of the surgical area, and stool trapped in the anal canal. Late problems can include narrowing of the anal canal, recurrence of hemorrhoids, an abnormal passage that forms between the anal or rectal canal and another area. This is called a fistula, and rectal prolapse, which happens when the rectal lining slips out of the anal opening. What to think about? The success of hemorrhoidectomy depends a lot on your ability to make changes in your daily bowel habits to make passing stools easier. Hemorrhoidectomy may provide better long-term results than fixative procedures that cut off blood flow to hemorrhoids. But surgery is more costly, has a greater risk of complications, and usually is more painful. Most internal hemorrhoids improve, meaning they get smaller and discomfort decreases, with either home treatment or fixative procedures. When compared with surgery, fixative procedures involve less risk, are less painful, and require less time away from work and other activities. Surgery is not recommended for small internal hemorrhoids unless you also have large internal hemorrhoids or both internal and external hemorrhoids. Lasers are often advertised as being a less painful, faster healing method of removing hemorrhoids, but none of these claims have been proven. Lasers are more expensive than traditional techniques. The procedure takes longer, and it may cause deep tissue injury.